From KUOW, this is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. Vancouver, BC residents will cast their votes for mayor this weekend, and polls show the race is pretty much a dead heat. It's a showdown between the left and the right, which sounds awfully familiar to those of us south of the Canadian border. Vancouver Sun political writer Vaughn Palmer is here. Hey, Vaughn.
Hi, Marcy.
So there are two men who would be Vancouver mayor. Can you tell us about them?
This was, the first thing I'll tell you, this was supposed to be a yawn. Mayor Gregor Robertson running for another term. He's been mayor since 2005 and was thought to be a walk. His opposition party scrambled around. My God, they couldn't find anybody to run against him, so they drafted a journalist.
Oh, no.
A newspaper editor. How desperate can you get? Actually, Kirk Lapointe, who was my boss for several years and editor of the Vancouver Sun, and then ombudsman for the CBC, so a fairly prominent journalist, has run a very effective campaign. And I'll tell you, you know, how effective is the final debate of the campaign yesterday. Mayor Robertson starts it off with this statement. I want to start with a message to voters directly, and that is, I have heard you. While we have done a lot of good things in our 6 years at City Hall, there are also things we haven't done particularly well. And for those, when I haven't met your expectations, I am sorry. If reelected, I know I can do better. That's, to me, a portrait of a guy who's running scared.
How do the two men differ politically?
Well, it's a significant left-right split here. Robertson came to civic office as a modern urban environmentalist, and he's pushed a fairly strong agenda for densification of the city, so you need less transit, but he's also pushed transit. He wants a new subway line through the city. He's pushed bike lanes controversially. I closed a street for bike lanes. And the other thing I guess you'd say is he's seen as having been kind of preachy and heavy-handed on this, and it's backfired on him.
Mm.
Lapointe has pushed more of a business agenda, although Robertson's got a lot of backers in the development community, so it isn't fair to say they're all on one side on this. Lapointe has pushed. He's really used Robertson's heavy-handedness against him. Lapointe has said openness, transparency, I'll be a better listener. Robertson's failed to deliver on particularly housing and the homelessness issue. The other thing is there was a blow-up in the middle of the campaign. One of Robertson's sort of right-hand man, he's a counselor, a guy named Jeff Meggs, went and spoke to one of the public sector unions, the union that represents most of the workers at City Hall, and basically reminded them of how much Robertson's party had done for them, and basically held, you know, they get a lot of donations from them. There aren't a lot of restrictions on campaign donations civically in Vancouver. So all of that has added up to a very tight campaign. Robertson is suing his opponent, Lapointe, for his attack ads on the radio. So the pollsters are saying it's close, and the other thing I guess we'd throw in, Marcy, is the last British Columbia election had the New Democrats winning the provincial election in 2013. The polls were all wrong. So as a result, when the polls say you're close, everybody goes, yeah, well, that's a poll. We don't really know.
Yeah, your own newspaper this morning had Robertson up by 3 percentage points, which I think statistically is...
margin of error.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I don't know about civic elections in the United States, but civic elections here in British Columbia tend to have very low voter turnout.
Yeah.
It matters a great deal who votes. The more well-heeled side of the city, the west side of Vancouver, more traditional neighborhoods, those folks tend to get out. They tend to vote. And the immigrant neighborhoods and the east side of the city, the mid to lower, the lower income side, they don't tend to vote in such numbers. So again, it's not just who, what the turnout is, but which side of the city turns out to vote.
Well, when we speak with you next, we will have the results. I look forward to it. I'm talking with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, and Our elections, as you know, were last week, and Seattle voters overwhelmingly approved a tax increase to fund transit. And Vaughn,
yes.
I understand that we are now your role model when it comes to this. Why?
Absolutely. British Columbia doesn't have very many referendums on this matter. We're not used to it. Normally, when our government decides to build a transit line, they just announce they're going to build it, bring in the taxes to go with it, and they build it. But in our last provincial election, our provincial government, Christy Clark, promised that if there was going to be more money for transit, there was going to have to be a referendum. Nobody really wanted to do that in around the city. They'd sooner that the government just built the line and paid for it. There is going to be a referendum. It will be in the new year. So we're having all of our civic elections this weekend, all of Vancouver and all of its suburbs. And then in December, they have to settle down and agree on a question to raise and fund about $7 billion worth of transit projects, now over a long period of time. But I know the Seattle referendum raised, what, about $45 million?
Yes.
So they're looking at a range of things. They'll probably break it up so that they don't have, like, one question and $7.5 billion question. But they've got to look at tax options, project options, and because of the way the region works, and again, this will be familiar to people, especially living in Seattle's suburbs, because of the way the region works, they have to have a project basically for every part of the city, or at least a better bus service, or people aren't going to vote for it.
Well, it'll be interesting, Vaughn. We vote on all sorts of items all the time, and I'm glad you're getting your feet wet in this wonderful thing called initiative and referendum.
Yeah, well, they're certainly looking at Los Angeles. They're looking at Seattle. Other, I guess, Portland has them as well,
yes.
and they all have a kind of West Coast attitude where at least bus services, transit, getting people out of their cars is seen as a positive social good. So any pointers people can give? Looking at it from a distance, I would say a couple of things stood out to me. One was that there was a broad coalition of support in Seattle, which I think you need. And two, the question was really specific. Vote for this item and you get this service. And I think that's absolutely critical.
Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver BC Sun. We talk with him most Wednesdays. Thank you, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Marcy.
Bye.